أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين وكفى بربك هاديا ونصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah تبارك وتعالى continued to speak about the various matters of Qiyamah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about that person that takes the wrong company, befriends the wrong people. On the day of Qiyamah, it will become apparent to him and there will be great remorse and regret. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about a complaint of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, and the Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. O my Rabb, certainly my people have deserted and abandoned the Qur'an Kareem. Now when we look at the deserting and abandoning the Qur'an Kareem, obviously, there are various degrees to it. There were those in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam who turned away from Iman. They did not bring Iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So obviously, they turned away from bringing Iman in the Quran Kareem. But when we look at ourselves, there are various degrees of the Quran Kareem and the rights of the Quran. One is to have the profound love of the Qur'an Kareem, to understand, to believe, to realize that this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then thereafter to recite the Qur'an Kareem, and in trying to recite the Qur'an Kareem, every attempt should be made to learn how to recite the Qur'an Kareem with tajweed. In this modern world that we are living in, there is absolutely no excuse. The very elderly, very old may be excused, but generally we do not have any excuse to learn tajweed. It is available everywhere in our masajid, our ulama-i kiram. They are all around and available to teach us, and it is our duty and responsibility to try as far as possible to read the Qur'an Kareem with tajweed. Thereafter, after the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, is to make amal and practice upon the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an. And that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made very, very easy for us. That to practice on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know the basics of Islam, we know the five pillars of Islam, we know what is compulsory upon us insofar as the wajibat are concerned, we know many of these aspects. So we need to bring all that into our lives, and then obviously to study the Qur'an Kareem, and we have these golden opportunities of the translations of the Qur'an Kareem that are made in the various masajid by the various ulama. It becomes our responsibility to learn the message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of the Qur'an. Thereafter, after practicing, is to propagate this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we need to propagate the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat to those who are a part of the ummah who do not know and understand the Qur'an. We need to speak about this word of Allah, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat throughout the Qur'an Kareem, there is one message that stands out above all, and that is the message of Tawheed. The message of the oneness of Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we do not practice upon all this, and if these are things that are not in our hearts and in our minds, then obviously we will also be regarded as those who had abandoned the Qur'an Kareem. Now when exactly this will take place, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this complaint to Allah Rabbul Izzat, there are those commentators that said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had done this in his lifetime, and there are also those commentators that say that because of the theme in the previous ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzat had been speaking about Qiyamah, so this may be the complaint that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will place in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِّنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response is certainly, we had made for every Nabi enemies. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those enemies, مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, from amongst the sinners. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept this system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, right up to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were always people that opposed the message of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. When the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam called to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people didn't only not accept that message, but people also opposed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. People became arrogant against the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. People persecuted and they harmed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And if you look into the lives of each of the Nabis of Allah, we will find that the Quran is filled with those instances where people began to oppose the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is actually referring to this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that man may or may not listen to the Quran Kareem, but definitely all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had these type of enemies. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. And your Rabb, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is sufficient as a hadi, is sufficient as the guide. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided those that accepted the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided. Allah guided them towards the message. وَنَصِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as the helper, that no matter how much people may oppose the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much people may not want to accept the deen of Allah, but Allah Rabbul Izzat will guide and those towards the deen of Allah, and Allah will assist those that do the work of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.